month that's blessed. Ramadan's the best. Good deeds are done, and with Hood Hood, it's fun. It's a month of blessings, I'm sure you'll get your share. So do good deeds and show that you care. Hood Hood, keeping you company this Ramadan on Radio Islam.
Daddy, what's wrong?
Yeah, it must be you.
Huh?
Where's my cigarette? Did you hide it away again? Aye, what you laughing for? You think it's funny? I'm going hysterical here. And you laughing? The siren is going to sound in 5 minutes and I'll be irritable the whole day if I don't smoke. I don't even have a spare carton. Back me up.
Maybe Daddy smoked it all finished last night after Tazawi when you were talking with that uncle about Champions League soccer and the World Cup for 2 hours. And that uncle was complaining how long Imam takes with the Rawi. He even said the other masjids finished 10 minutes earlier.
We only smoked a few and we didn't talk for 2 hours.
Daddy, we got home at 10:15. Salah finishes at 8:15.
Ooh, yeah. But I remember clearly leaving 2 cigarettes in the box. One for before Suhoor and one for after Suhoor for the toilet. Aye, young man, my stomach is clean. I took opening before Ramadan. It's not me that makes the toilet stink.
Duh, it's the cigarette smoke that makes the toilet stink.
Aye, watch your mouth, young man. That's my celestial palace of tranquility and throne of thought. The only place where I can relax in peace without being nagged by you or your mother.
Huh?
Yeah, one day when you have your own house, you'll understand.
Daddy. Maybe the cigarettes going missing is a sign from above that you must quit. You know, Uncle Imtiaz went for Umrah in Ramadan and he gave up smoking. You must also do the same. That Ramadan, he said he's not gonna smoke anymore. And see, it's so many years he's never smoked again. He's even cycling because he got so much energy, because he can breathe, because he's not smoking. You must also do the same.
What? Quit? I'm not a quitter. I've never quit anything in my life. And I'll never be a quitter.
Keep calm. It's Ramadan.
Don't tell me to keep calm. How must I keep calm when I need my medication?
That's poison, not medication.
What poison? I've outlived so many non-smokers. Do you smoke, Hood Hood?
No, sir.
Do you have a Ferrari then?
What logic, Daddy? In that case, let's take all the money you were gonna use for cigarettes for the whole year and give it as sadaqa for the poor so they don't have to beg. They can start their own business. Job creation.
Aye, then what must I smoke?
My butterflies, it's an actual fact that the worst sin is the justification of any sin. Every human being is guilty of some kind of sin, and depending on our spiritual condition, we can either acknowledge or deny wrongdoings. Remember, butterflies, the best of the two sinners is the one who acknowledges that they're doing wrong, but the best sinner is the one who repents. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Every son of Adam is a sinner, but the best of the sinners are those who repent." Ramadan is the perfect foundation, platform, and starting point to give up bad habits and sins, no matter how big your sin may be or how small. If you're prepared to make a change, make the intention. What better time to start than the month of Ramadan? Life is but a moment. Make it a moment of obedience.